Williams back there on the board. Bill Dudley downstairs and Wes Malik up here on the stage. Our fine stage crew that's moving all the furniture around here, Terry Malik, Dave Schombert, and Clay Carter. And then our stage manager and her assistant, Austin Sapp and Petra Wrights. Petra Wrights. Petra. All right. I haven't told one single joke. It's awesome. We have a very high level of humor around Augusta. I don't know if you know that. Some incredibly incredible, amazing, incredible, awesome jokes. McQuillan told me a joke that I will never, ever tell anyone in my life. Never. I will never tell it. It was funny, but I will never tell it. But I will tell you a little story. Let me give you an example, first of all, of the highbrow humor we have around here. I don't need your help. There's a penguin on an ice floe. He's floating around and there's, yeah, thank you. That's it, really. No, this seal jumps up on the ice floe and he looks at the penguin and says, looks like you have a tuxedo on. The penguin says, how do you know I don't? Okay, I'll tell you the one McQuillan told me. No, I won't either. It was really bad. When you sleep in different places, you know how hard it is to sleep sometimes. And I tend to have these awful nightmares. Let me tell you about this nightmare I had this morning. Here I am. In my nightmare, I died. And I went to heaven, believe it or not. And I'm standing up there. And on one side of me is Mel Gibson. And then on the other side of me is Hugh Grant. And we're just standing there. And all of a sudden, this door opens right in front of Mel Gibson. And in there is this witchy old hag. And this voice comes, Mel Gibson, you know what you've done with your life. You know how you've treated women. This is where you're spending eternity. Zap! Mel Gibson gets sucked into this door and the door closes. Hugh Grant and I are standing there looking at each other. All of a sudden in front of Hugh Grant, this door opens. There's another witchy old hag in there, worse than the first. Hugh Grant. Everybody knows how you treated women in your life. This is how you're spending eternity. Zap, there goes Hugh Grant, the door closes. I'm just standing there and all of a sudden, whoop, this door opens up and there's Julia Roberts standing there. And this voice comes down, Julia Roberts. What a nightmare. All right, let me tell you about this. Our final performers here. First off, we have Rodney Miller from Antrim, New Hampshire. Rodney is, again, no stranger to Augusta. He is winner of the National Endowment for the Arts Award as Master Fiddler. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. He has had a long relationship, a musical relationship, that is, with Bob McQuillan, who Rodney tells me is his inspiration for writing tunes. He's got tons of recordings out here and just re-released actually on CD format is a series of records, well actually it's I think two records in one, called the New England Chestnuts, and it really is the definitive contradance Bible. There's some awesome music on there with Rodney and other friends. Okay, that's Rodney. Next is Russ Barenberg. Russ is living in Nashville. He used to play with Rodney back in the mid-80s. You might remember a record called Airplane and a band. He plays a lot with a trio with Jerry Douglas and Edgar Meyers. He has a new CD that's called Moving Pictures. I'm not sure that he has any right now. And you might know him as the guitar player with the band Fiddle Fever. back in the 80s. And we have Mary Kay Brass. She lives in Putney, Vermont. She tells me that she has played music with Stu Kenny at a dance in Greenfield every other weekend since 1984. Yeah, that's a long time to hang out with Stu Kenny, I'll tell you. A week is bad enough. She is very active in her community, especially with vocal groups. I think she told me she runs three different groups. One is one she told us all about earlier that has 80 members, a community chorus. And she has a new record out. It's called Green Mountain, and the intriguing thing is it's all female musicians. Then we have Stuart Kenny. He has played every other week since 1984 with Mary Kay Brass. You probably know Stuart because he gets around a lot. He plays with Wild Asparagus and the Sevens. And we were talking, and I asked him what's the high point of his musical career. And he said between 1989 and 1992, he was a bass player with Dewey Balfa anytime Dewey Balfa's band came to the East Coast. And Dewey was a very large inspiration on Stuart. And I've known Stuart forever. I started contra dancing in the Boston area in 1977. I think Stuart was 14 years old. He was this husky, strong kid. And when he came in, women flocked to him like nobody's business because he was known as the best swinger in the Boston area. It's true. Next we have Sam Zucchini. He lives in Saratoga, or last but not least. Sam Zucchini lives in Saratoga Springs. He's a member of the Zucchini Brothers. The Zucchini Brothers are basically a kids act. He has a weekly kids show on public radio from Albany. He's also a member of Jay Younger and Molly Mason's Dancing on Air, which is a radio show from Albany also. So there we have it. Ladies and gentlemen, Air Dance.
Is this my XLR out here? Well, great pleasure to be back. Just occurred to me that we're going to change our band name to Fingerworks. I also figured out how I'm going to have gas money to go home with those 5-cent returns on the bottles there. Thank you. inspired by people in our lives, and Bob McQuillan, who is here this week, and was here last week, I believe, too, has long been an inspiration, not only for playing contra dance music and being a sort of a figurehead for the scene, but also just writing a ton of tunes and sort of inspiring people to just write a lot of music for the dance scene that's happening now. And a few weeks ago, some of us were out at Lady of the Lake Dance Music Camp in Idaho, and just happened. I hadn't written a tune in a couple of years, I think, and I've been trying to, but I don't know what was up. But the first night after the dance, the introductions and all that stuff, I was just walking back to the cabin there, and in the dark, on the pathway, came this next tune. And so I named it for a town that was just near the camp called Sandpoint.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pretty tune. We're going to play a couple of tunes of mine. First one's a little waltz that I wrote not too long ago. And then we'll go into a tune called Through the Gates, which is on Moving Pictures, which is actually not a new record. It's been out for a while, but this tune you can find there.
Jeez, Russ, you really write great tunes.
Here's another tune, great or not, I don't know, but it was written pretty recently. I wrote this just like about 2 weeks ago, And then Rodney and Mary Kay and I were just at the Pinewoods Dance Camp last week, and I had the pleasure of meeting and working with Kathy Anderson for the first time. It was really fun, and she commented afterwards, after playing a dance with us, "You guys are a dance machine." So we co-opted that for the title of this tune. So it's called Dance Machine. And then we will medley into Hommage à Edmond Parizeau. Pardon my French. That's a great French-Canadian tune, dance tune.
Next, just a couple of waltzes put together as a medley. First one is called Waltz for Jane, written as a thank you for my wife for letting me play music, work hard and work hard and work hard at all these weeks. And that's followed by a tune also that Russ wrote called Return to the Brandywine. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we close our set, I would just like to express a lot of thank yous to Margot Blevin and the Augusta Heritage people for providing such an incredible center for the arts and promotion thereof. And thank you all for coming out to the concert like this, and hope to see you again Thursday night. We're gonna close the set with a couple of reels, sort of a crossover Southern New England kind of tune called Devil in the Straw Stack, and then we're gonna go into an Irish reel called The Gravel Walk. Thank you.
Air Dance. That's it for tonight, folks. Thanks for coming. Don't forget, there's a dance in the pavilion right now, picking in the park, and a dance tomorrow night, and a concert here on Thursday. We'll see you then. Thanks.